Hi, this is Dr. Lim. The clinical patient last name is McDonald, McDonald. First name is Labrodrick. Date of visit is December. Date of service is December 17.
Yeah.
2025. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury for stuff. Patient tells me that he was working at Travis Air Force Base in 2021. First up, a patient was working unloading. First up, a patient was working on an aircraft loader. The loader deck, comma, hit the back of his head. First up, a patient tells me that it was a metal object. First up, a patient has severe head pain. First up, a patient was confused and disoriented after that. First up, a patient had severe head pain. First up, a patient went to the Travis Air Force Hospital. First up, a patient believed that he was out of consciousness for a brief moment. First up, however, a patient was not able to go back to work for a few days. First up, he had severe head pain and confusion next few days. First up, next paragraph. Patient currently has significant headaches. First up, his migraines are severe. First up, his light sensitivity and sound sensitivity is severe. First up, he tells me that these symptoms have much worsened since this injury in 2021 at Travis Air Force Base. First up, patient also has constant nausea. First up, patient. Onset of a memory issues. First up, become very poor memory since this event. First up, next paragraph, patient taking medications for migraines, including valifaxine. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he's still working for the Air Force. First up, patient is a aircraft loader. First up, a patient tells me that his migraine headaches and head pain are significant, affecting him due to his job. First up, the light sensitivity also affecting him to be in the sunlight. First up, his memory loss is also affecting him remember his task duties. Patient has significant difficulty to focus and concentrate at work. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2021 at Travis Air Force Base, patient was hit by the aircraft loader. First up, the aircraft loader hit the back of his head. First up, he believes that he had loss of consciousness for a few moments. First up, a patient had severe head pain, confusion, and disorientation immediately. Since the event, a patient has significant headache, photophobia, light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, poor memory, constant nausea. First up, he tells me that these symptoms have significantly worsened since this head injury in 2021. First up, a patient tells me that his headache was not severe before. First up, however, since this head injury, his symptoms have severely worsened. First up, specifically, the memory loss is new since this incident. First up, a patient tells me his memory is very poor. He's unable to follow task duties. First up, the headache is much more frequent. First up, is almost frequent as an everyday basis. First up, the photophobia is everyday basis. First up, the sound sensitivity is also everyday basis. First up, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury in 2021 in Travis Air Force Base. First up, his symptoms are consistent with a traumatic brain injury. First up. Last name is Clement, C-L-E-M-E-N-T. First name is Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E. December 16, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that she was in a traumatic brain injury. First up, there was in 2006, first patient was in a shower in Kuwait. Patient suddenly lost consciousness. She fell onto the ground. Patient hit the head. Patient tells me that she hit the back of the head. There's a lump in the back of the head, which is still present even today. Patient had complete loss of consciousness at that time. Patient tells me that she woke up in a Navy hospital. She was hospitalized for 2 days. It was diagnosed that she has medication side effects and dehydration, which caused her loss of consciousness and syncope. When she woke up at the hospital, a patient of severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. Most of her head pain is in the back of the head. Next paragraph. Since this event, a patient of chronic dizziness. Patient tells me that she has poor balance. Patient has chronic headaches. Patient feels fatigue all the time. Patient's poor focus. Patient's difficult to concentrate. Patient tells me that for the last 7 to 8 years, she also progressively worsening of lightheadedness. Next paragraph, patient is currently working for the Air Force. Patient's active duty. Patient works for working for air transportation. Patient tells me that her headaches and her dizziness are significantly affecting her job. Patient has difficulty to focus and balance at work. Patient has decreased concentration and focus because of this at work. This marks the end of dictation. Next paragraph, patient last name is ABEYTA. Again, ABEYTA. First name is Edison, EDISON. Date of visit is December 17, 2025. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he did nothing. He has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that he has an incident in 2020, in Cyprus, CYPRUS. First up, a patient tells me that he was on a plane. And then there was rapid decompression in the winter of 2020 while he was in deployment. However, he tells me that he does nothing that causes traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that he does nothing. He had a traumatic brain injury from that. He tells me that there was no head injury. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he does not have any residual symptoms from that currently. Next paragraph. Patient is currently working for the Air Force. However, he's pending medical boarding. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient, S-A-A-N-G-O-U-A-N-T-A-G-O-D-J-E-U. First name is F-I-D-E-L-E-A-R. Date of visit is December 18, 2025. Next, the paragraph of patient tells me that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury in May of 2025. A patient tells me that he was a driver on a car. He was in a head-on injury, he was in a head-on car accident. Patient tells me that he was driving and then there was a head-on injury. He tells me that he hit his forehead under the steering wheel. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness for 5 minutes. A patient tells me that when he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. He does not remember the incident. He remembered seeing stars. He does not remember what happened after that. Patient was confused and disoriented. Patient was treated at Davis Grant Medical Center. Patient tells me that he was diagnosed with head injury. Patient tells me since the event, patient had daily memory lapses. His memory is very poor. Prevent him from doing following multi-step instructions. Patient tells me that he has difficulty performing daily tasks. He has poor memory. Patient tells me that he's thinking very slow for suffering and poor concentration, for suffering as headaches, or for suffering patient constantly feeling tired, or first up, a patient has a low energy, first up. And next to paragraph, a patient also has vertical symptoms, so first up. A patient has been getting treatment for headaches, including Botox, occipital nerve block, and Emgality injections, so first up. Next paragraph, a patient currently working for the Air Force, so first up. Patient tells me that he's working in the medical field, so first up. He tells me that his poor memory significantly affects the way he does his job, so first up. Patient tells me that he's not able to remember his task duties, so first up. Patient tells me that it's difficult to follow instructions because there's poor concentration and focus. First up, his headaches also affecting his concentration and focus. First up, the vertigo also affecting him. First up, next paragraph, this marks the end of dictation.